So good evening, everyone. Let's start the session. So actually, I was expecting the full house, but I can understand Wednesday late evening session, Vegas. I mean, outside is more tempting than inside. So I'm sure I would want to thank you guys who actually made it for the session. So let me first welcome you to yet another exciting session of SharePoint Conference. And this session, as the title says, is about professional manufacturing dashboards with SharePoint Online and Visio Pro for Office 365. So let me first introduce ourselves to you. My name is Pankaj Lohmi, and I work as a senior test lead in the Visio product team. Here with me is Ayushi Garg, who works as a test engineer in my team. So both of us are responsible for delivering a high quality Visio product to the customers. And in doing so, we believe that we have achieved good amount of expertise in Visio and Visio services. So if you have any queries, concerns, or feedback, please feel free to reach out to us after the session. We will be available, even after the session, we will be available in the Visio booth handling the Ask the Expert session. Okay, in today's session, there's a lot that you're gonna learn about Visio and Visio services, and you would also see how the power multiplies when Visio is used in integration with other Office applications like Excel. Okay, let me give you a quick overview of what we'll be covering today. For the first 10 minutes, we'll talk about Visio, and we'll also tell you why Visio is the market leader in the advanced diagramming space. Followed in the next 30 minutes, we will showcase that using Visio Client, how easy is it to describe complex data and business processes and convert them into meaningful monitoring dashboards, which would help take accurate business decisions faster. Followed by that, next 25 minutes, we will use Visio services to share these dashboards across the organization, and you will see how easy is it to access them anywhere via web browsers or mobile devices. You will also learn how to easily extend these dashboards into interactive mashups with and without writing a single line of code. Then we'll showcase a few more demo scenarios to establish that this dashboarding scenario is not just limited to manufacturing space, but is equally applicable to any other domain. And then we'll just open it up for Q&A. So Visio is a market leader in the advanced diagramming space. And why do we say so? So did you know that one Visio license gets sold every 16 seconds? Which means that we would have already sold a handful of licenses by the time we started this session. Visio enjoys a global installation base. It is deployed in companies spread across the globe. Around 94% of the Fortune 100 companies have Visio deployed and are actively using it. Visio is very, very popular, and it has consistently been rated high among its competitors for many years now. If you ask Gartner, Gartner recognizes Visio as its Magic Quadrant leader in the BPA, which is business process analysis space. So let me take a quick pause here, and let me ask you guys a few questions. So how many of you are active Visio users here? Okay, I was actually expecting that because I made a statement that Visio is popular. Thank you for confirming that. Okay, how many of you are familiar with Visio services? Okay, quite a few. So we have a lot to cover about Visio services, so there's a lot to learn here. Okay, let me take a minute or two to quickly talk about Visio for people who are not familiar with this space. So there's an old saying that says, a diagram is worth 1,000 words. And Visio helps you create professional diagrams. Visio offers around 70 templates and around 4,000 modern shapes to choose from, which helps describe variety of data and complex business processes into professional diagrams at a real quick pace. Visio has a strong co-authoring capabilities, which allows multiple users to work on Visio at the same time and receive runtime feedback. Visio also tightly integrates with Microsoft Link, which allows users to give or receive feedback via IM conversation itself. Data. Visio provides a rich set of data features, which actually differentiates Visio from the rest of its competitors. We'll be talking in great detail about data in the upcoming slides, and you would see how Visio makes it easy to kind of describe data and convert them into meaningful visualizations. Visio also acts as a strong platform and allows you to extend its capabilities and build solutions on top of it. A lot of customers have been using Visio as a platform and have built a lot of solutions on top of it to cater complex requirements. So Visio provides easy integration with a lot of other Microsoft products like SharePoint, SQL Server, Exchange, to name a few. Remember, you can quickly create an org chart from the user data stored in Exchange, or you could create a timeline from the data stored in Microsoft Project. You can also use Visio to visualize a SharePoint workflow and then use SharePoint Designer to publish that workflow directly into the SharePoint. Visio also uses them as data sources and then uses its complex data and converts them into, helps convert them into meaningful visualizations. Now, I'm done with enough talking. I know this stuff was not exciting, but I promise you, the upcoming slides are more demo heavy and we'll have very less slides to set some context around the features. So with that, I would like to invite Ayushi to walk us through the business scenario, which is the manufacturing dashboard that we are going to solve today.
So good evening, everyone. Okay, so before I move on to the demo, there are three things that I would want you to remember. So Fabrica Motors is a fictitious automobile manufacturing company which has two manufacturing units, and they receive their raw materials, tools, and equipments from various suppliers spread across the country. There's also an assembly line where the final product is assembled together before it is dispatched to shipping. Let's come to the demo. Let me switch the machine. Okay, yes. So for today, I'll act as the VP Operations of Fabrica Motors, and Pankaj, who's my boss in real life, will report to me as the plant manager of the assembly line. So this dashboard is now giving me a unified view of how all the manufacturing units are laid out on the US map. I can even see that how these manufacturing units are performing. So as you see here in the engine manufacturing unit, as indicated by the green tick, it is meeting its performance numbers, whereas the chassis manufacturing unit isn't. So I click on the chassis manufacturing unit, and it shows me on the right-hand side as Excel charts the updated throughput and quality trend. Okay, let me quickly refresh the page. Yes, so I click on the chassis manufacturing unit to see the updated Excel charts, which are representing the past trends of throughput and quality. So as you see here, it has now updated the charts from assembly to chassis. Also, I can directly contact the plant manager using the link integration to see what could be the issue here. Now, there's another thing that I can track in this dashboard, that is the supplier due dates. Okay, so in this dashboard, you see that most of this shipment is on track, right? But for Contoso, it is delayed. I can now directly from the dashboard itself contact my supplier vendor using link conversation or an email thread to understand the issue in detail. So for me, as the VP operations, maintaining a smooth and consistent throughput of the manufacturing units has revenue and cost implications on my company as well as on my paycheck. So this dashboard helps me monitor that and also reach out to the right stakeholders to find out the issue. Now let's look at Pankaj's scenario where he's the plant manager. For him, this overall view isn't enough. He wants to drill into the assembly line which he owns. So he clicks onto the assembly line and he gets a hyperlink there to view a detailed info of the assembly line. So now it takes him to the assembly line dashboard page. So here there is a diagram which is representing the assembly line and all its various workstations which are part of the assembly line. Again, he is able to measure the performance of what is the throughput of each workstation, and there are a few indicators there, like the green ticks being shown, to tell whether they are, the throughput is on track or not. Okay. And if you notice that the engine fitting and the electrical need some attention there. So as I hover to engine fitting, I see that the machinery is not working well. It is being color coded as red, which is maybe the reason for its throughput to be not on track. And here I have a link to its maintenance schedule from where I can just directly trigger a maintenance workflow to get the machinery repaired. Let's look at the electrical one as well, where it is showing me that the stock is red. I hover over to see an overlay which tells me that the inventory level is critically low and a new order needs to be purchased. And again, I have a link to the new order purchase form. It just takes me to a SharePoint form where I can purchase and place a new order, and it will trigger a SharePoint workflow to notify the suppliers. So that's how my complete end-to-end scenario can be achieved. There's another thing that Pankaj needs to track in the assembly line dashboard is that the customer orders which are currently in the assembly line. So in the same dashboard, I have a SharePoint list here which contains the list of all customer orders. Now, at any given point of time, I want to know that a particular customer order is at which stage in the assembly line. I simply select an order here, and if we see that it got highlighted in the dashboard. So it tells me that this particular order is being assembled in the transmission station currently. Okay, so this was the end-to-end scenario that we are going to build today, that we are going to teach you on how to build it right from Visio Client to Visio Services, and we'll achieve this. Okay. Switching it back.
Yeah, thank you, Ayushi, for this great demo. And now let's see what it takes to build this scenario. So the rest of the session will be divided into two parts. In part one, we'll use Visio Client to quickly create gorgeous looking layouts, connect them with data in a few clicks, add data graphics in no time, and then finally create drill downs. In part two, we will use Visio Services and use it to share your dashboards across the organization. You will also learn how to add interactions with other business processes. For example, a Visio web drawing interacting with, let's say, an Excel chart. Finally, we'll get you started with the JavaScript-based object model to accomplish richer scenarios. Now let's quickly see how to build it using the Visio Client. So I'll switch to my... So Visio, as we mentioned, is a market leader in the advanced diagramming space, and what makes it so is that it provides around 70 different kind of templates that are divided under these 8 categories, namely business, engineering, flowchart, maps and floors, etc. Now let's have a quick look at what maps and floor plans have to offer. Most of you would be familiar that even for maps and floor plans, we support a variety of diagrams like direction maps, floor plans, office layouts, plant layout, etc. For this demo purpose, I'll be using the workflow template under the flowcharts category because it provides me with most of the smart shapes that I need to build this solution. So I go back, I go to categories, I select flowchart, and I click the workflow diagram template. As you see, this template comes with predefined stencils like department, workflow objects, workflow steps, etc. These stencils are very handy while creating the process flow diagrams. Now, as you looked at the dashboard started with a US map where the suppliers and manufacturing units were placed all over. So first thing that I need to start building this scenario is a US map. But all of us know that Visio doesn't come with any maps of the countries. So what do I do now? Am I blocked? Probably not. We do know that internet is a rich source of a lot of SVG images. So I've used Bing to search one such SVG image, and I've just stored it locally on my drive. Now my scenario is that I want to first add a US map onto the background page. Let me quickly see how I can add a background page in Visio. I go to Design tab, I click on Backgrounds, and select a background of my choice. Now I switch to background, and I realize that I actually need an empty background. So what I'll do is I'll just select the shape and delete it. I have an empty background now. Let me insert the US map here. So to do that, I go to Insert, I select Pictures, and I have a usmap.svg which I can insert. So when Visio inserts an SVG image, it magically converts it into a Visio shape. What it means is that beyond this time, you can apply any you can perform any shape operations on top of it. For example, you can move it, you can resize it, you can rotate it, you can apply formatting like fill colors, you could apply themes, effects, and whatnot. So let me now try to highlight these states where the suppliers and the manufacturing units are. So as you see, Visio allows me to select each of these states as separate shapes, and then I can quickly go back to the Home tab and fill color to highlight those states where the footprint of my company is. Now I switch back to the drawing page, and you see that the updated map is still visible. So that is the beauty of the background page in Visio. Now let me start adding some manufacturing units and suppliers. To do so, I can find a manufacturing unit shape in the department stencils and simply drag and drop. To add a shape to this shape is pretty easy. Just select the shape and start typing text. Let me similarly add a supplier shape. I can quickly do a Control D to create the exact replica of the shape, and then move the shape around to show that there is a different supplier. Now the next thing that I need to do is to describe the flow, the shipment flow from supplier to manufacturing unit. And for doing so, the Visio connector comes handy. So I go to Insert, I say Connectors, and I can easily draw a shipment flow between the supplier and the manufacturing unit. Similarly, the second supplier I know supplies parts to a different manufacturing unit. I'll take this opportunity to showcase an auto-connect feature which would easily allow me to do this. As you see, when I hover on the selected shape, it shows me four little icons. This is called the auto-connect feature in Visio that gives me an option to choose from one of the four shapes. I select the manufacturing unit shape, and as you see, the shape got added easily, and even the connection between the supplier and the manufacturing unit was preserved. I can move the manufacturing unit around to place it at an appropriate position, and Visio is smart enough to draw this connector for me. Now let me show transport-specific things. Let me add a truck onto the shipment flow to show the direction of the shipment. So I believe the truck shape would be the right shape, but I don't know which exact stencils actually contains the truck shape. So let me use Visio's find search shape feature and see how it helps me. So I can quickly type the shape that I want to search, and Visio returns me all the shapes that are present in the box. I can now use shipment truck, which I feel is most apt for my scenario, and drop it here. Again, do a Control D to create a replica of it and place it on the next shipment flow. As you see here, the selected shape actually is representing an incorrect direction. Let me see if I can quickly fix it. So to fix it, I can go to a Home tab, go to Position, say Rotate Shapes, and do a Flip Horizontal, and it just got corrected in a minute. Now let me add an assembly line shape. For doing that, I'll again reuse the manufacturing shape. And I also want to take an opportunity to demonstrate another powerful feature of Visio, that is dynamic grid. So as if you see, when I move this around, it shows me three green lines that actually show me that this shape is horizontally aligned with the supplier shape. If I move it forward, it not only tells me that it's horizontally aligned with the supplier shape, but also tells me that it's equidistant from the truck shape. So this auto-align feature is very useful when you want to quickly create layouts where alignment and positioning is an important parameter. For now, I'll just drop it at a central place. I'll add text to it. I I'll add some formatting to make it a different color, and also quickly apply an effect to highlight it. I thought I was done with my diagram, but now my manager tells me that the assembly line shape has to be different from the manufacturing unit shapes. So for these kind of scenarios, we have a feature called chain shape. You select the shape and go to chain shape. This allows you to quickly change the shape from one shape to another. What it also does is, I'll show that to you in a minute, is what it also does is it copies the formatting, shape text, and other relevant properties from the source to the target so that you don't have to reapply those formattings. So in interest of time, we will not be creating the entire layout, but I guess you've got an idea of that using Visual Client, how easy is it to create gorgeous looking layouts. Now let's go into some more magical part of making this dashboard live using the data connectivity feature. So before I actually jump into the demo, let me give you a brief of what data connectivity feature in Visio is about. So I'll switch back to the presentation. We call it Make It Live. So data connectivity feature in Visio is a three-step process. It allows you to select a data source and import it into the drawing page. Then link the data rows with the shapes on the drawing. And finally, trigger a refresh to receive the changes from the data source. So this is easy to remember, right? So data connectivity feature is actually just a three-step process. So Visio supports a variety of data sources. For example, Excel. This includes Excel Web Services as well. It supports Access. It supports SharePoint List, including the external SharePoint List. It supports SQL Server. And it also supports old-style OLEDB and ODBC connections used to connect to other data sources. The data linking feature in Visio is used to establish a one-way link between the data row and the shape. So it actually creates a one-way binding between the data row and the shape using the shape data. So anytime there is a change in data row, the update is pushed to the shape and is reflected in the shape data. Now let's also quickly talk about some of the interesting scenarios of data linking that most of the people are not aware of. So one of the scenarios is that you can actually link one data record with multiple shapes. This is extremely helpful in the scenarios where you want to create drill downs and you want to reuse the same shape on multiple pages, and yet you want all the shapes to receive data from the same connection. So Visio does allow that. Second thing is Visio allows you to connect multiple data records with the same shape. This is important when you want to aggregate data from different data sources and then use, let's say, Visio formulas to do further calculations. In our case, as you saw, the performance index was calculated based on the values that came in from two data sources. And finally, Visio also provides you with a powerful feature called AutoLink, which allows you to automatically link multiple data rows with multiple shapes all at once, and hence saving a lot of manual effort. Finally, data refresh feature in Visio allows you, as the name says, it allows you to refresh one or multiple connections manually. So Visio also provides you with an option to configure automatic refresh, where you can choose to refresh a drawing every X minutes. This helps you to keep dashboards up to date with data. Now let's quickly go back to the dashboard that we created and see if data connectivity is as simple as we stated, or is it difficult. So back to demo. So this is the layout of the diagram that we had created. If I select a shape now, you will see that there is no shape data associated with it. I can select a truck shape as well for you. So the first thing we need to do is go to the data tab and click on link shapes to data. So as we stated, there are a variety of data sources supported. For this demo purpose, we will be using Excel workbook. So I'll leave it as is and say next. This dialog helps me specify the location of the workbook. For this demo purpose, I'll be using an Excel that's kept in my local drive, but you can also specify an Excel that's published on SharePoint Online. So I have browsed it and it remembers the last workbook. I press next. Now Visio automatically fetches all the worksheets and name ranges from that workbook, and it makes it easy for you to select from here. For this demo purpose, I need prod unit to be imported, so I'll select that. This dialog actually allows you to filter columns and rows based on the criteria that you select. I'll skip it for now and move to configure refresh unique identifier. So specifying unique identifier is important in the refresh scenarios. Visio is smart enough here to recommend prod unit as the unique identifier based on its values. I press next and I say finish. Boom, I'm done with importing the data source. I've also imported another data source called transport just to save time. And as you see here, Visio actually allows you to support multiple data sources. So there are customers who have been using around 50 data sources to create more compelling scenarios. So there is no limit of how many data sources you can actually add to a drawing page. Now, once the data has been imported, the second step, as mentioned in the slide, was to link it. Let's see how easy or difficult is it to link a data row with a shape. I'll select a row, and in order to link it, I can just drag it and drop it on the shape. If you see, the shape data now got updated with the data columns that were specified in the data row, and it also has values. Now I can look for the target throughput, target efficiency, and a contact person if in case I want to contact someone. As I mentioned in the slide, you can connect one data source with multiple shapes. So I've created a drill down page to just showcase that scenario. I can reuse the data row that I used to link in the previous shape and just drop it on. So now as you see, the same data row is connected to two shapes. So anytime a refresh happens, the refresh will be pushed to both the shapes. I can right-click on the data source and say link shapes, and this shows me all the shapes it's connected to. And on clicking on it, it directly navigates me to that shape. Similarly, I can actually add a transport shape as well. And the shape data for that shape also gets updated. Now let's look at the other linking scenarios that we spoke about in the slide. So I have created this assembly line diagram. And this assembly line, as Ayushi mentioned in the demo, has multiple stations where multiple parts are assembled. So let me quickly have a look at this. So I'll talk about some of the shape data that are already present in the shapes in a short while, but let me show how you can link rows from different data sources onto the same shape. So I know that this is a station shape, and the values for this comes from two data sources, which are assembly and inventory. I can go select a record set in assembly and quickly drop it on the station shape. So it propagates the shape data for me. Now I can do a similar thing in inventory and add it. So if I right-click on the shape now, go to data, and say show link rows, it shows me that it has rows from both assembly and inventory table. I can again select an assembly to highlight the row which the shape is linked to. So this, as I mentioned, is very important in the aggregation scenarios where you want to aggregate data from different data sources, and Visio does allow you to do that. Now coming back to the shapes, if you closely inspect, in these shapes, we have maintained the station and part names for each of these stations. This is important for the autolink scenario. The autolink feature actually uses mapping based on these fields to autolink multiple data rows with multiple shapes. So let me quickly demonstrate how autolink works. So I go to data, I say automatically link. Here I'll say all shapes on this page. Click on next. As you see, Visio has automatically deduced it. If the correction was wrong, we could have selected it. The idea here is that the data column value should match the shape data column. So since the station is correct, I'll say next and I'll finish it. As you see, all at once, all the data rows were linked with the shapes. I can quickly have a look at, let's say, a transmission data row with transmission field and see that it is now connected to the transmission station. I can quickly do the same for inventory, wherein I can again trigger automatically link, say all shapes to this page, press next, and here I know that part is the one that matches. So I press next, and I do a finish. So if I select any station, right click on it, say data, show link rows, it shows me that it has data from both the data sources. And similarly, you can have data from n number of data sources. Okay, let me now quickly cover the refresh scenarios as well. That's pretty simple. Refresh, as the name says, it refreshes one or more data connections. This dialog is pretty simple. It allows you to either refresh one data connection, or you can also choose to refresh all data connections. If you see a button here, configure, this also allows you to do additional things. One of the things that we spoke about is to configure automatic refresh. I can actually configure automatic refresh to set it to refresh every 5 minutes. It will force the drawing to refresh all the connections every 5 minutes, and hence keep your dashboard up to date with data source. Now you saw that importing a data source and linking it with shapes is easy. Now let's see if we can add data graphics in no time. But again, before I go to the demo part, let me quickly switch back to the presentation and give you a brief about what data graphics is all about. So data graphics is an intuitive way of adding visualizations on top of shape using shape data properties. So if you saw performance index, it was using a data graphics. The green color actually showed that the performance of a manufacturing unit was up to the mark, and that automatically gets converted anytime the performance is not up to the mark. So data graphics actually helps you evaluate whether a condition is meeting or not. So Visio provides a rich set of data graphics. Some of them are text callouts. So what are text callouts? So text callouts allow you to visualize your shape data in a textual form. Visio also offers a variety of styles to choose from. The second is data bars. Visio allows you to overlay miniature charts and graphs on top of shapes. And examples of charts and graphs that you can use here are a progress bar, a speedometer, a thermometer, etc. Then Visio also provides a rich set of icon sets which can be used to describe the state of the shape. Finally, Visio also supports color by value, which actually changes the color of the shape based on the shape data property. It supports unique value and a range of values, which I'll be showing you in the demo coming up next. Finally, if you need more, Visio also provides you to create your own data graphics. And this is one section that we are not going to cover today, because we believe there is good enough documentation in MSDN on how to do this. Now let's, there's one more slide which talks about what you can do with data graphics. So the four kind of data graphics that we showed can be used together to create stellar visualizations. Here are just a few examples of what you can do by combining these data graphics together. Now let's see how easy or difficult is it to add data graphics onto your dashboards. I'll switch back to demo. So back to operations dashboard. One thing that we have done here is that all shapes are linked. So let's start with a text callout. The requirement that I have right now is that the supplier shape should actually show me the name of the supplier and the part it delivers. Let's see how text callout comes handy in this case. So I'll select the supplier shape, go to data, and see data graphics. So Visio is smart enough to evaluate the shape data properties of the shape and suggest me some data graphics by default. Let me choose one of these. So as you see, it shows me the name of the supplier, and it also shows me the location. But as we discussed, our requirement was not location, but it was to show the parts that ContourShow supplies. So I can quickly again go back to data graphics and say edit data graphics. So this is a window that shows that you were actually showing unit name and location. And as we said, location is not something that interests us. So let me quickly change it to parts. Let me also change the default position because I actually don't like the position where the data graphics is placed. So it provides me with the option to place it around the shape. So let me select center as the horizontal alignment, and I want to put this shape, put this data graphic below the shape. When I press OK, so as you see, now I have a new location for this data graphic. It also shows me the correct information that I wanted it to. Now let me see if this newly created, if this edited data graphic can be reused. So let me select the supplier shapes, and I can go to data graphics, and then use the same data graphic. Yes, as you see now, all the suppliers have the supplier name and the part it provides. So any person who's looking at it does know what these suppliers are providing them. Now let's look at a slightly more appealing scenario. So I want to see whether my shipment is on track or not. And the requirement is pretty simple. If the due date is less than today, it is not on track, and if it is in future, it is on track. Let me see how we can achieve that using data graphics. So I'll select a truck shape, go to data graphics, and say create new data graphics. I can quickly add a new item, and in the data field, I can select due date. And as displayed as, I want to use icon set in this case, and in the icon sets, I have a variety of styles to choose from, and I prefer choosing a flag. And again, as I said, if I want to flag it as red, if the due date is less than today, I can actually specify formulas with the data graphic icon sets. And the flag has to be green if it is greater than equal to today. And similarly, I want to change the default position of this as well, and horizontally right is okay, and top I actually want to put it above shape. I press okay again, it asks me whether I want to apply this data graphic to selected shape. I say yes. And as you see, the green flag got applied. Let me quickly try and reuse it in other shapes. So I'll select all the transport shapes, go to data graphic, and as you see, the newly created data graphic is now available in the gallery. And in one click, I can quickly apply. So this also quickly tells me that all shipment is actually on track, but the shipment from ContourShow, which is represented with this track, is not on track. And I can actually contact NU, who I can see it in the shape data properties, for asking for reasons. Now, these were simpler scenarios. How about taking it one notch higher with a slightly more complicated scenario, wherein you need to apply data graphic based on a complex formula? So let me take I'll take an example of the performance index of a manufacturing unit, which we have been talking about, and say that the performance unit is actually measured by the throughput and efficiency of the manufacturing unit. And the formula is slightly complex. So how do I use this formula to apply data graphics on top of, let's say, manufacturing unit? So all I need to do is select the manufacturing shape. Again, go to data graphics, say create new data graphics, and add new item. In the data fields, I know I will not have any field to choose from because it's a complex formula. So I need to go to more fields. And as you see here, it gives me an option to provide a complex formula here. So I'll quickly place this custom formula and press OK. Now, based on the value of this custom formula, let me use color by value to show you another example of data graphics. And I would want to choose the coloring method to be each color represented as a range. And the range would say, if the value is 0 to 99, the fill color would look red. And if the value is between 100 to 200, the fill color would look green. And let me get rid of the rest of the rows that I don't need and press OK. And again, press OK, the same old dialog. Yes, I want to apply. And this actually shows that this manufacturing unit is performing well, and its performance index is what we need it to be. Now, again, let's do the same thing for the other manufacturing units. I go select them, add data graphic. Again, the newly data graphic is available in the gallery, and I can quickly select them, and this gets applied. So this actually tells me that assembly line is a unit that's not doing well. So this was about the data graphics. Let's play more with data graphics. So let me now move to the drill down page that we showed some time back. And this again is all connected the way we connected it in the previous slides. So let me quickly select the station names, all these stations. And what I've done here is I've pre-created a lot of data graphics that shows different things about these stations. Let me now select the last one, which actually shows the name of the station, and it also tells whether the actual process time is meeting the target process time. Similarly, what I can also do is, let me select the inventory shapes and apply color by value on that I have pre-created, which will show me if a station is out of stock. And based on the value, if you see that the electrical kit is showing red, and if you quickly analyze the shape data, you can see that the current stock is 400, which is less than the min, so it's kind of running out of stock right now. So this was pretty much about data graphics. So as you saw, applying data graphics is intuitive, has an easy user interface, and it's really, really easy to apply these data graphics. Now let's quickly try out some hyperlinking scenarios to see how you create drill downs. Okay, so my drill down scenario is that I want to create a drill down on assembly line, and Visio provides me with an easy way to kind of create a drill down in a separate drawing and use hyperlinks to navigate when we click on the shape. So to do this, I can quickly select the shape, go to Insert, click on Hyperlink, and let's quickly play around with this dialog. So when I click Browse, it gives me an option of specifying an internet address, which means that you can actually specify an internet address where you want your page to navigate to. This can also be a visual drawing that's uploaded on SharePoint. So for this demo purpose, I'll be using local file right now, and we'll be using a data graphic, the drill down with the updated data graphic here. So the other interesting thing here is the subaddress. I can actually browse here, and Visio gives me an option. Let's say if my drawing had multiple pages, it gives me an option of specifying the page where I should be navigating. It also gives me, allows me to specify the shape which I want in focus. And finally, it also allows me to set the zoom level, and I'll set it to 75% because I know my drill down page looks best at 75%. I say OK and OK, and my link is created, and I can control click on the link, and it renders my drawing at 74% zoom level. So this is about creating drill downs, and the same hyperlinks do work on the server as well. As you saw in the demo, demoed by Ayushi. So with that, I am done with the client scenarios. Let me move back to the presentation. So what did we do? We used Visual Client to easily create gorgeous looking layouts. We connected it with data in a couple of clicks, I guess. And then we added data graphics in no time. And then we also explored the hyperlink feature. Now comes the more meaty part of what Visual Services are. How can you share these diagrams across your organizations and access them anywhere using Visual Service capabilities? You will also learn how to easily extend them into interactive mashups in the coming up session. So with that, I invite Ayushi to walk you through the server scenarios.
Hello. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So let's move to the next level, that is publishing these diagrams onto the cloud. So I'll switch back to the demo mode. Pankaj, can you help me with switching? Okay. Yeah. Yes. So I have a SharePoint document library here, which has on which I've uploaded these diagrams already. So as I click on the Visio diagram, it renders Visio Services default view. The Visio Services default view lets me view the diagram in full fidelity in the browser itself. So if you see that it looks the same, I can zoom here, pan around the diagram, and make sure that I can view the full diagram easily. Additionally, I can even view that what page I want to render in this view. So here I'm seeing the diagram without needing Visio on my machine. So you can easily share across your diagrams within your organization. You can ask for comments on these diagrams. Like here, like if I get this for review, I can select a shape and add a comment. So if you can see the small comment indicator, which is telling me that there is a comment which has been added on the shape. I can also refresh my data-driven diagrams from the browser itself to get the updated data graphic so that I always remain up to date with what is the data information right now. I can even see the shape info, the shape data that you were seeing on the client in the browser itself. So here I've selected the chassis manufacturing unit and it is showing me the shape data here itself, the unit name, the throughput, the contact person, and all the detail is present here in the default view. So coming back to the presentation, so there's a quick flow which summarizes this, that you create a visualization on the client, publish it onto SharePoint for others to consume. And then the consumers using the web browsers can view it in variety of devices, and they can even trigger data refreshes to get the updated data graphics. So we've already seen on how you share. Let's move on to another advantage that Visio Services offers, that is the Visio Web Access web part, which allows to embed your drawings into your SharePoint pages. So it has all the basic exploration and navigation features that I just showed you on Visio Services. Additionally, you can control the web drawing interactivity, like disabling pan and zoom. You can even configure automatic refresh, which Pankaj just configured on the client, to say that I want to refresh my data sources every X minutes. I can also expose certain shape data items to my web part connections. Okay, I'll talk about this in more detail in my next slide. So Visio web part connections. So just like any other SharePoint web part. So how many of you are familiar with SharePoint web parts connections already? Yes, so just like any other SharePoint web part, Visio web access web part also supports some connections. So primarily two scenarios that are supported. One is changing the other web parts data based on a shape in my drawing. And the second scenario that it enables is changing the visual web part drawing based on some data in other web parts like Excel, InfoPath, or a SharePoint list. So for the first scenario, there is one connection type, that is send shape data to. So I can, when I select a shape in my drawing, I can send whatever shape data I wish to the other web parts, which they can consume to enable further scenarios. Next, now I want to change my drawing after receiving data from other web parts. So the first connection that is supported is get web drawing URL and page name, where I can dynamically change what drawing is rendered on the control and what page it is rendering. I can even select to highlight shapes in the drawing based on the data that I am receiving. Or I can filter out. So as I filter my SharePoint list, it will automatically highlight the filtered shapes in my visual drawing using this connection. And the last one, that is get shape to view from, lets me change the view and zoom settings of my drawing control. Let's quickly see a demo of it. So I have a new page already created here. So on this page, I'll just go and edit. Now I want to add my drawing into this page. So for that, I would need to insert the web part. I go to insert web part, and under the business data category, you will find Visio Web Access. Okay. So I go ahead and add it. So now the web part is added, but we need to configure it to show our drawing. So I click to open the tool. Now let's first specify the drawing. So in my documents, I have stored the dashboard.vsdx and I insert it. As I said, we can configure the automatic refresh interval. So I set it to refresh every 5 minutes. So I, whenever I come to the page, I always have the latest information. Also, I will expose certain shape data. So I would like to expose prod unit here to be able to consume it in other web parts for my scenarios that I told you, the connection types. So that is where it will help me. And I can specify more number of shape data items by delimiting it with commas. Then you can control the user interface. You can even change the web drawing interactivity, like disable pan zoom. I can even play around with the appearance. Let me quickly change its height. And we are done here. So now you see that the web part has been embedded into my SharePoint page. Let me save and show you. So this is my SharePoint page, which is showing my diagram embedded, and it has all those default features, or based on how you have configured it. Now let's enable the web part interactions. So I have an Excel, that is throughput metrics, which has charts displaying the throughput trend of each of these assembly lines. Assembly, chassis, engine manufacturing unit. So all the charts are here. And I want to enable an interaction that when I select a manufacturing unit, on the right-hand side, it should display that particular chart. So let me again edit my page. So on the right hand side of my page, I will first add the Excel web part, business data, choose Excel web access, add. So now the Excel web part is added, and let's configure this one as well. Again, we'll first choose the workbook that we want to be displayed. And in the documents, I have the throughput metrics. For now, I'll specify any named item. Later on, we'll update this named item from the web drawing via connections. Okay, we are done here. So we've right now just added the Excel chart. Now let's add the connection between the drawing and the Excel chart. So we again go to Visio and edit web part, wherein I get a drop down for various connections. So I choose send shape data to, because this is the first scenario that we are doing, where we are sending, when I select a shape, a data from my drawing to the Excel web part. So I select Excel. Now it asks me that what is the connection type. So I want to update the named item. So I choose this and configure. Now here I have to specify what shape data I want to send across. So we exposed prod unit, if you remember. So I'll select prod unit and say finish. Okay, so we are done adding our connection. Let's save and see how it looks now. So now I go and select chassis manufacturing unit, and it updates the chart on the right hand side. If I go and select the engine manufacturing unit, it goes ahead and updates the chart again on right hand side. So this was the first scenario where I was changing my Excel part based on data in my Visio drawing. Let us look at the second scenario where I want to change my drawing. So for that, I move to the second page, that is the assembly line. So I've already pre-created the SharePoint page, which has the drawing embedded in the SharePoint page with the web part. And there's also my SharePoint list containing the list of customer orders. Let's edit the page to enable the connection between the two. I go edit. In the SharePoint list web part, I choose edit web part. And in a similar way, we get to the connections. So here I want to send row data. I just want to send one row of my data to the Visio drawing. So I choose that. Now it asks me what type of Visio connection do you want. I basically want the get shapes to highlight from. I want to highlight my shapes as I select this row data. So I choose that connection type and now configure it. So for configuring, I need to specify what data from the SharePoint list goes to my drawing. So from the SharePoint list, I will send the station name that I want to highlight. And the consumer would be that I want to highlight, it will be the shape name that I'm sending across. So finish. Let's save it. So as you see, as I select, the first row is selected and it has highlighted that particular station. Okay. So it's that easy to create these dashboards without writing any code. So we've seen both types of scenarios. There are three more connection types which I leave up to you to explore. Okay. So coming back to my presentation, we move on to the... So we've seen this demo. Now let's see how we can make this more interactive and actionable. So to enable more richer scenarios, Visio Services also offers JavaScript mashup APIs. It allows you to access and manipulate your Visio web drawings. Okay. So there are some key scenarios that it enables. That is, you can select your shapes to read the shape data, add hyperlinks and comments. You can capture events like mouse enter, mouse leave, shape selection changed. And on these events, you can do certain operations like changing pan and zoom settings or navigating to pages or diagrams, or also put HTML overlays on top of shapes. So not always your shapes would be enough to capture or show all the details that you want. So as you hover over them or as you move over them, you want to display some extra information which could be achieved using the overlays, or you can even highlight your shapes there. There's another advantage that comes with this APIs is that these APIs are client-side and do not require any page refreshing. Let's quickly look at the JavaScript object model that is supported. So there are a variety of objects which have their properties and methods which help us access and manipulate the drawing. So we have VWA control, which gives us a reference to the web part control object. Then a page object, which gives us an instance of the currently rendered page in the control. Shape collection, which is a collection of all the shapes in the currently rendered page. And then the shape object, which represents a single shape in the drawing. Events. So like any other JavaScript API, Visual Services JavaScript API is also event-based. So to be able to program against these services, you should be able to write handlers for the events that you are interested in. So this diagram here summarizes the event state chart. So first, on the on application load event, as you see, you create an object of the web part control. And then a thing to be noted there is, at this point of time, you only have reference to the web part control, and you do not have reference to the pages and the shape collection. So the two things that you do on an on application load function is create the VWA control object, and second, add a handler for the on diagram complete event. Once the on diagram complete event fires, in that event, you actually go and create the objects for pages, shape collection, and your shapes that you want to work on, and also add handlers for the mouse events that you are interested in, like it could be mouse enter or mouse leave. Okay. Now let's use this object model to add overlays on top of our dashboard. So coming back to my dashboard. So I have to enable HTML overlays, and for that I need to embed a JavaScript code. Let me quickly walk you through the JavaScript code. So as you see here, I told that on the on application load event, I am just doing two things, forming a VWA control object and adding a handler to the on diagram complete event. Then once the on diagram complete event fires, we are setting up objects for page and shapes and adding handlers for the enter and leave event, which we are interested in. Now, once we come to the mouse enter function, there first we are fetching all the shape data of the currently hovered over shape. So I'm getting all the shape data information in my JavaScript code. Then using this shape data information, I'm constructing an HTML overlay. So this is how I'm constructing my HTML code to add the green overlay that, if you remember, on my dashboard. And here I'm combining my shape data that I got from the dashboard, from the shapes, as well as adding some of my additional information and links to take action on that data. Now let me quickly embed this script onto my page. I go back on to editing my assembly line, edit. So in the assembly line, on every workstation, I want to add an overlay. And so to do that, let me just embed code here. Insert, embed code, and I'll paste my JavaScript code and insert. So it has inserted the script. I'll save. Now, as I hover over these, seems. Yes. Let me quickly check the issue with my script. So I'll quickly go and edit my script. Okay, there seems to be some issue with the script. Let me show you another example that I have of a similar integration. So I go back to my main dashboard where I added my Visio web access and the Excel web part connections. So if you remember, in our main scenario, we had enabled the link integrations to be able to contact the person. So they were also enabled as HTML overlays. So for that, I will add the link script that I have to page, edit, let me quickly insert my code snippet here, sort, okay. And we'll save the Now, as you see, these presence controls, they might not be very visible because these people are fictitious and they're not actually online. So they're appearing offline. So I get these link overlays, and as I hover over them, a link presence control comes over and I can directly contact from here. So you can enable numerous such scenarios by using JavaScript. And imagine if you combine it with the rich SharePoint object model to enable more scenarios like writing back to a SharePoint list, or maybe reading SharePoint data and then working on your dashboards to create more richer scenarios. So with that, we complete our thing and move to the presentation. Okay. So a quick recap, Visio Client. In that, we looked at the various templates that are supported, the smart shapes that come out of box, and how you can import SVGs to create new shapes. Then we learned about data connectivity and data graphics to show BI visualizations, hyperlinks to create drill downs. Then we moved on to Visio services to publish these onto the cloud. Then looked at how do we integrate into SharePoint pages, how do we enable interactions with the Excel web parts, and adding overlays and link integrations. So there's another important message that we want to convey to you before you leave this presentation, is that this learning is not just applicable to the manufacturing domain, but you can apply it to a variety of domains. You name it and it is applicable, be it retail, healthcare, IT, BPM, or manufacturing that you've already seen. Let me quickly show you a demo of two of these scenarios. Okay, so in interest of time, I'll just show you one scenario for now. Okay. So here I have my, so let me show you the BPM scenario. So here, business process modeling. So I have this Contoso company which has various departments like HR, accounting, sales. I select the HR department. And notice this is a Visio diagram embedded in the SharePoint page. Seems like the internet is working slow. Okay, so we got the HR processes. Now there are numerous number of HR processes in the department, like compensation, new employment offer, performance evaluation. I'm interested in the compensation process. Now, the compensation review process here is modeled as a cross-functional flow chart spread across a variety of departments and represented into number of steps that are involved in this process. And as we look closer, using data graphics and data connectivity, we have represented certain KPIs on each step. Like here, we have shown the cycle times and the cost, their values versus a target time for that step. Now notice on the right hand side, there are list of individuals that are responsible for these steps. As I select these individuals, the shapes get highlighted on the web part that this individual is responsible for these shapes in the drawing. I can even select a shape here to show more information about that particular step and some related documents to that particular step. And all this is enabled via the JavaScript APIs that we just learned about. So quickly, there's another scenario that I would want to cover, that is the performance summary dashboard. So here, I'm a VP sales of Contoso company, and I want to view all the finance related KPIs for my store. So this dashboard represents the various financial KPIs that I'm interested in. So I can look at net profit, revenue that is coming, and on the right hand side it is showing me the net profit percentage week by week based on the plan, and it all seems to be on track. I'm also interested in looking at the total revenue that is being generated, and it is showing me a trend. So I see a gap in terms of what was planned and what is currently we are achieving. So I drill into my regional performance dashboard, where it shows me that per region how the information looks like. So this is an org chart created in Visio, which is currently representing the various region area owners and how their revenue sales is looking like. And as you see, the western region looks to be red, and which is what is causing to show the revenue shortfall. So I select the western region, and it takes me to a state by state dashboard of that western region. So I can clearly see from this dashboard that Washington is the state that is causing the shortfall. And it is also displaying me some more information as to what is the current revenue and planned revenue as an overlay. I select my Washington state. And it takes me to a store level information as to which all stores are causing that revenue shortfall. And as clearly seen here, that the Seattle store is causing this shortfall here, shown by this data graphic. As I select Seattle, on the right hand side, it updates the store details and shows me a chart of its revenue. Further, in this store, I want to say that which category of foods is causing the revenue shortfall. So I have a link here to the category details. And there again, I have a dashboard here which tells me that it's the snacks category which is causing the shortfall. And from here, I will contact the snacks category owner to notify him that, okay, there's something to be looked at into the Seattle store, and there's something that needs to be worked on to improve the revenue sales in this category. So that's about it. This is what we have for you today. And just pick up your domain, pick up as complex scenario, as complex requirement you have, and use Visio services to build up your monitoring dashboards and help your business. And we're out there to help you out too. Okay. So, moving on. We also have an upcoming session tomorrow which covers the facilities management domain. So tomorrow morning, if you're interested, so you can join that, and it will definitely take you a notch higher than what you've learned today. Opening it up for Q&A, if anyone has any.
Yeah, so if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask here, or after this session, we are also going to the visual booth. You can hold on your questions for there as well. So any questions so far?
Can we get the sample data from anywhere? Like what you were demoing there, is it available to download and manipulate?
The sample data. Yeah. Yes, so there are already a lot of blogs available on the Visio blogs forum. So there you can find the sample data as well as how you connect it. We are also going to publish these sometime later on the same Visio blogs.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Thank you.